Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I...
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. And join us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, our pal Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. What's up, Rick?
Hello, Rick.
Good morning, boys. It's a beautiful day ahead.
So a lot of things that we want to touch upon with you, from the Redskins stadium news to the XFL to Trent Williams. Let's start with the Redskins stadium stuff, because we were talking about this during one of the breaks. Snyder's really trying to hold hostage either the state of Virginia or the state of Maryland. How do you see this thing playing out?
All right, let's start off with RFK. I am now officially declaring it dead to dead, dead to dead, dead, dead.
All right.
I don't care what the mayor says. That was a cheap, you know, political stunt there. They're not coming back. I've spent a lot of time on this for the past week. I have a story coming out in sportbusiness.com about it. And there's just nothing there in RFK. They can't get the lease. There's a lot of reasons for that. It turns out some of it is about a political thing going on out west about a land sale, and they don't want to make RFK a precedent by selling it to the city. Stuff we don't even know about. But it's just not happening. So Plan B really looks like the land oversight, which I know everybody's now screaming into the wind. But, you know, Snyder's going for that sports license. When he's talking about that, Virginia's like, what? We got to do that too. And their bill is not necessarily for just the Redskins. It's for any pro team wanting to come to the state. But they decided to wake up and do something at least. So I still think Maryland doesn't have a bill out yet. I think it's going to go to referendum in November, just like the casinos did. But, you know, this way, what I understand, the legislators were telling Snyder, among other things, they don't want PSLs at the stadium if he gets a sports gambling license. They don't want to even see increased parking prices. And we'll see about that. But he has acres out there. I don't know how you put it on the land plot. But he wants to create a bigger thing, and there is some room for that. Out in Loudoun, I'm not sure. So I still think it looks pretty much like the FedEx Field spot.
I would think if they put it out in Loudoun, out near me, they're just going to lose a ton of fans. All those Maryland fans, I don't think they're going to – I mean, some of them obviously would go to the games.
A lot of it will turn to Raven Country.
A lot of it will turn to Raven Country. I just think that would be a bad move. Could be a good business decision, but like I said, I mean, you're going to lose a lot of Maryland fans if you put it in Ashburn.
You know, the big thing about the stadium to remember is it's about the 20s, 30s, and 40s, you know, kind of thing, not just now. And American cities are clearly driving back into the city population. Look at the Defenders just playing in town. I mean, it's kind of crazy how much attention they're getting already. But they're in the town. They're on the metro. It's easy to go to. It's cheaper to go to. Those kind of things. They're not the Redskins. They're not Dan Snyder. I mean, that's a lot of what they're benefiting from. But a stadium out there, it's like going to Pontiac, Michigan again. America's not going out into the suburbs. It's coming back.
Right.
But what I greatly wonder about is that what I haven't seen really is Dan Snyder looking at fans and saying, what can I do to make fans happy to come back to the stadium? It's not about where it is, but what is it? And that's going to drive everything. You know, the 5G networks with the phones, things like that. The English Soccer League has greatly increased its live attendance, kind of a rarity, because they figured out how to make people happy with keeping their phones on and participating in the games. Games really are no longer games. They're becoming events mm-hmm. for people. A totally right. different thing. Than, I know Evie's 50 now. She's officially old like
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
So you don't understand. You're going to a game and grabbing a beer and a hot dog and watching the game. The 20-somethings are at an event. They're gramming. They're doing all these things. They're not doing what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's – I haven't seen any indication of Snyder looking at that kind of thing with this new stadium.
Well, the thing I just don't understand, Rick, I was kind of touching on it before, is that I know the team valuation is $3.5 billion or $4 billion, whatever it is, but that team is not worth that. I mean, I understand they get the TV money and everything, but he doesn't have the – I don't think he has anywhere near the leverage he thinks he has. The fan base doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, look at the last 3 years have just been a radical down, and I think that's why the Defenders are doing so well right away. It's only one game, but they got so much attention. It's because people still love football. Yeah. They just hate Dan Snyder and the Redskins.
Yeah.
And so they're jumping on the next thing. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe it's just a one-game quirk. I don't know. I'm going to go Saturday and sit in the stands and find out.
Rick, early to guess, but the seating for the new stadium, it can't be like Dan Snyder can't get into this war with Jerry Jones as far as like building the biggest stadium. He has to know that with the way the fan base is at this point, like a 60 to 65,000 seat stadium is probably the max that they're going to build, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there'll be a moat around it. I can't imagine that nonsense, but maybe that's the amenity. You can free swimming, you know, but he's got to come down. Everybody does. The world is changing. That's part of the looking at the future. I mean, you really have to hire futurists for these stadiums. And I understand some of them have, trying to figure out these trends of stuff we don't see right now. But it all evolves around your phones and the internet and stuff like that. But
Rick, who is the point man now that Bruce isn't there? Who's the guy?
Well, Dan's carrying some of the water here, just like Cook did. It's amazing how his path is really patterning Cook's, and including showing up at the Maryland State House. He's having to step up here and do something. He's trying to give Virginia as a vague threat in this whole thing. And Virginia, for its own self, at least put up a bill that can maybe attract some pro team eventually. I mean, it's a big state and have a big pro team. So it works hand in hand a little bit. But I don't see Virginia being the serious player here.
So you are going to go? You are going to the Defenders game this weekend?
Yeah. I actually bought tickets for once. You know, sitting behind the goalpost somewhere. You know, it's hard to get tickets. There are a lot of them out, but I'm taking friends. We're going to go. I knew it'd be cold as all. Why not?
It's going to be chilly this weekend. Yep.
Well, you know, at the end of season, football games stink too. But it's been a great winter here so far. So the Defenders got a little lucky there. But I'm going to kind of just see if they. I've not been to Audi Field either, and it looks awesome driving by it.
Yeah. Well, Jason said the only issue was the drinks. They didn't have the bars working. They didn't have fully staffed.
They need to staff the bars.
Maybe stuff some down your pants on the way in there, Rick. You never know.
Well, I can go a couple hours without a drink, so I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, well, I couldn't.
Craziness. Crazy talk.
I left at halftime.
Right.
But I'd be interested to get your take after the game. I was very surprised at the turnout. There was 18,000 people there. There was certainly an energy in the stadium. It was like a small college energy. It was like going to a JMU game, which was fine. The players responded to it. And then when I watched the other games on TV, just kind of the interaction with the cameras on the field, in the huddles, you can hear the coaches talking to the players. You can hear the quarterbacks calling out the plays. That was interesting. But again, it's minor league football. So it was the curiosity factor was high.
We'll see
what happens in the middle of March and April.
The thing it has going for it, Rick, is it has ESPN major network deals that are going to be pushing it, just like they pushed the WNBA, and that just gives it a viability that it otherwise wouldn't have.
Yeah, I mean, it's minor league football. There's no doubt. But at least they're all competitive on their
Like football, though. We go to high school games. Right. We go to college games. We as a culture, I just realized how much I like football. You know?
Yeah. See, everybody was so concentrating on hating on the Redskins, they forgot that they love the game. So that's what the Defenders get. But I agree that, come March when, basketball is going crazy, and they're playing their third or fourth home game and the novelty's worn off, what do you do then? That's when we'll see what this league is about.
I saw that you wrote a column about how the USFL used to kind of stock the Redskins, and maybe the XFL can do the same thing for the Redskins.
Cardale Jones kind of intrigued me. He seems so much older than Haskins' maturity. wise, because he's been through the grinder now for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And I watched him play. I mean, the Redskins need a backup. Alex Smith, I don't see playing. They don't have a second quarterback on this roster. That would be interesting to see if Cardale Jones could make the transition over. Or they'll find somebody. And they'll, you know, I think most NFL teams will find a couple guys to bring to camp, mostly reserves. I don't expect really many starters. But they got luck. The Redskins got lucky with the USFL timing. They needed players. They got Gary Clark, Ricky Sanders, Doug Williams, Kelvin Bryant. You know, that really helped win that second Super Bowl. Without that, I don't know what would have happened. They were getting older. So maybe the XFL throws a couple pieces their way, but not in a big way.
Joined by Rick Snyder, columnist for 106.7 The Fan. Check out his columns at thefandc.com. So you wrote recently about the Dunbar dilemma. What do you think the Redskins should do?
Well, first they got to cut a deal with Trent, because if Trent sees them cutting a deal with Quentin because he's upset, Trent ain't coming back. Just off that. And I know they talked to Trent recently, so it's kind of like, you know, Quentin Dunbar's taking Trent's page. The problem is Trent's a 7-time Pro Bowler, and Quentin's been hurt half the last 2 years, and he's a nice player. But, you know, it's easy for you to say you don't want to be here, screw it, go. But you can't do that. This team can't throw away players. This is all about money. They really want them. Then figure out what you're doing with Trent first, and then you go to Dunbar. But Dunbar, like, I don't know these people and all. Well, I remember a player who was a receiver, undrafted free agent, who got a $1,000 bonus to come to the Redskins, and they were smart enough to move him to corner. If he hadn't done that, he would have never made the league.
Right.
So I think you owe a little something here, man. Let's not forget about that.
Right.
I guess the counter argument would be, and maybe Rivera's argument is, this is a 3-13 with Quentin Dunbar, a defense that was 27th in points, 27th in yards with Quentin Dunbar. I mean, it's not like he had that much of an impact.
Right. I agree. And that's why you can let practically anybody on his roster go.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks or receivers make the difference. Everybody else is on the field.
Right. Yeah, probably right.
So you think Trent's coming back?
I guess if I had my money down, 60-40, he comes back.
I think it's good that they're talking. I mean, if they weren't talking, even now, I'd say, yeah, it's probably done.
Well, yeah, you need to at least get a decision on this. You know, love to have you back, but if you don't, okay, great, we're going to trade you and move on. Mm-hmm. You know, but you need to know this by free agency.
Yeah. It can't hang over the team again.
Which is March 18th. I mean, they got a month.
But why wouldn't – well, Trent wants a big deal. So if you're willing to pay that, and I'm not sure you should, because – hey, let's not forget, he was hurt a bunch of years. But then Riggins sitting out a year gave his second life for a career. It may give Trent a better second life. But if you're wrong, you're paying $15, $20 million a year to be wrong. So you can only go so – you only have so many years left. But, you know, the Redskins got rid of the training staff. They got rid of Bruce Allen. They changed coaches. I mean, Trent, what else do you want? It's still the same building, but that's about it.
Right.
So,
well, I think
really
you hit on it. He wants the money now. Now it's back to the money.
Well, he's got one chance more to play for it, so I don't blame him. But at some point, you can't be too short-sighted or spiteful.
I agree.
Yeah, but there are a lot of dummies out there. I'm not saying that he is.
But happens all the time.
And and he's not going to go back-to-back years without getting paychecks.
I would be stunned.
I would be stunned by that.
I mean, that's just to tell me he doesn't want to play. You know?
Right.
He's over it. So,
well, it could be. I mean, his best years are past. That's what they have to remember. Depend upon what they do with their number two draft pick, and if they, let's just say they trade to Miami and move back, one of those first round picks would definitely be an offensive tackle.
All right, Rick, appreciate the time as always. That's Rick Snyder. Check out his work at thefandc.com.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, bye, boys.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was looking up Cardale Jones's numbers. Cardale Jones is in the league for parts of four seasons, right? Mm-hmm. He only made $1.5 million. The average NFL career is 3 years, so he basically had that. How many games he played? One.
I was going to say zero.
Played one
I don't
game.
Remember him playing.
Played in one game.
He was with the Chargers, I know, for a little while.
Yeah, played in one game.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What is he making now? What are they paying him?
I don't think they get paid much.
They pay the quarterbacks a little bit more, but maybe 75, 80 G's or something.
I was going to say, it's probably not.
That's
quite
my 100. Guess. I mean, I'm
going to take the under.
Okay. I think
the quarterbacks get a little bump.
They do get a little bump.
Yeah,
I think
it's
somewhere around there.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
All right, remember, coming up at 8:20, we've got Alan May to talk some Caps. They've been struggling of late, but coming up next, we're going to open up the entertainment page. EB will have an update on the Jesse Smollett story and more. Keep it here.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Juckies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. I think I mentioned like a week or two ago that I keep seeing these pop-ups about intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And just, I can't fathom it. And so today, I wasn't trying like some sort of intermittent fasting bit.
Yeah.
But today, Papa John's is bringing us
Papa.
Rub, right? And they have some sort of new sandwich, the Papadilla.
And oh, they're not bringing pizza?
I'm sure they're doing that.
Maybe they're bringing pizza.
Probably.
I'm sure they're doing all that.
Both, probably.
It looks like it's a pizza folded in half.
Yes.
You've seen the commercial.
It's a flatbread sandwich.
Yeah.
The Papadilla. Yeah.
All right.
And so I was thinking, I'll just wait till 9 o'clock.
It's hard. Yeah.
That's your intermittent fasting.
Difficult.
So with intermittent fasting, here's the deal.
I
have friends that do it, and they're losing weight, and they say once you get used to it, it's really easy. You go 16 and 8. I told my wife, I do it the other way. I go 8 and 16.
Right.
I sleep 8 hours or whatever I don't, and then at 16 hours, I just eat.
You wish you slept 8 hours.
Oh, 8 hours. That's the dream. It's called the dream.
When you kind of include my nap, yesterday I took a 2-hour nap, and I was tossing and turning forever last night, and I got to bed late.
I don't think I took a nap yesterday.
You need more of that toning.
You used a word which is so true. He said, I've been in a nap rut recently. And what is it? It's just a cycle that if you're like us, and let's say you're watching a game, you're watching TV, whatever, and you go to bed at 10:30, and then you wake up at 4:30, that's 6 hours of sleep.
That's if you fall asleep.
Yeah, but I don't fall asleep right when I hit the pillow. Right, I toss and turn and roll around.
Even if you get that 6 hours, right? So you get that 6 hours.
It's not enough.
And then we get home at 11, and like both of your kids are in school. See, I have a little one at home. Now, once she goes to preschool and if my wife is working, then it's completely on. So that's the wrinkle in my nap game. But if you're home and you're just home alone, your wife's working, your kids, like, what are you going to do?
Oh, my nap game is wide open. It's so wide open for
kids
naps.
Kids in school, right?
Yeah.
So you're wide open. So you just get tired and then you take your nap.
Especially.
And then it's a vicious cycle because then you don't go to bed early because you can't because you took a 2-hour nap. And then it just happens over
especially
and over
if
again.
You take a little time to relax yourself before.
Right. Sure.
Well, then you're
just, ensures a better nap.
Well, then you're totally going to fall asleep.
Right. Completely.
Do you know what I'm saying,
sure,
Jake?
I understand.
You know, if there's somebody's whistling around the house.
Yeah.
Everyone's listening going, all right, they talk about going home at 11 and napping till 1.
People hate us.
I mean,
our guts.
No, but it's not healthy. Listen, it's not good.
No,
it's a terrible lifestyle.
I don't do it.
My doctor told me, he said, a 20-minute power nap is really what you should do. Anything beyond that, it's just you're just really, I mean.
It's probably sound advice. But anyway, it is coming from a doctor.
Back to the intermittent fasting. You say you have some friends who are doing it.
Yes.
What is their schedule?
So whenever they last eat.
So they eat at like 6 p.m.
Well, sometimes like we're on the road. And like, you know, like one of them is like a couple of volleyball dads do it. And so like even if we're out boozing or whatever, then now they make an exception for booze.
Okay? It's a nice carve out.
But one of my buddies made an exception for booze and he says he's lost like 15 pounds. I mean, he still boozes, but
so he's drinking a million Jack and Cokes, but not eating.
Yeah, he stops eating whenever we have dinner. So let's say if we have dinner at 8.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes like you're out late, like kids play late and you got to a late dinner. If you stop eating at 8, then you just go 16
then
hours.
You gotta
wait till noon?
Sometimes we've waited as late as 2 p.m.
That's difficult, man. That's gotta
hard,
be rough.
But what they say, you just get used to it. For me, I don't have it in me. Last night, I was so hungry, I was just crushing food at 10:30. Crushing food. It's usually sugar.
Yeah, but
I'm
you
usually
were
craving
out.
Sugar.
That's the sugar.
You were out, though.
I was out late.
Yeah.
But I always
home.
Eat late, Jason.
I ate dinner home at like 7:30. Just because of running around.
That's too,
I know you're gonna be, too late. I know you're going to be shocked by this, but I went to Passion Fin again.
Right.
That's another 125
a week?
Another 125 bucks you're burning.
No, it was 70.
That's all?
I think you've been three times in a week. Because you told us about Passion Fin last week. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday.
I definitely went
midweek. You talked about it, and then you went on Friday night.
I went Friday.
Wow.
And I think I didn't go this week. That was the first time this week.
Do you always get the same sushi?
I usually get the salmon sushi. Maybe
you don't mix it up.
Maybe the yellowtail.
You don't get a bunch of rolls.
I got rolls last night. I got the temptation rolls. It's a chicken roll.
I always feel like I'm eating clean when I have sushi, and I've been eating sushi for 30 years, literally.
Chicken.
But when I go with my wife, we will just go and we'll get a bunch of rolls, and that's not eating healthy because
so much Glenn.
There's just so much,
rice.
Yeah,
you can't go crazy on the rolls.
Yeah, but when I go with my wife,
but
we'll just get a bunch of rolls.
Damn good.
They're so good.
Is Glenn Rice in the Hall of Fame?
Glenn Rice? No way.
College Hall of Fame.
No way. Really
College Hall of Fame.
He's a good
very
pro.
Good
he's
pro.
Not a Hall of Famer.
I kind of agree with you, but...
He was like a Horace Grant.
I bet you made a ton of All-Star games.
Probably did.
Yeah, but he was like Horace Grant level.
I think he was better than Horace Grant.
He was
a multiple All-Star.
No, he was a better college player
big
than
dog.
Horace Grant.
Yeah, big dog level.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Big dog Robinson level.
He was a great college player.
Great.
By the way, we should correct ourselves. The quarterbacks in the XFL are making... Some of them making $500,000.
Oh, wow. Yes. Didn't realize that.
Yeah, and it reminded me because I remember when we had Oliver Luck in here and he explained
that, yeah.
Their whole deal was they were trying to draw like second and third string NFL quarterbacks off their rosters
right.
to front the XFL. Mm-hmm. So right. if you offer a guy that's going to be a third stringer who could make, you know, a million.
Probably like Landry Jones.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'll take
you could make
half
$750,000 to a million
right.
there, or I'll give you $500,000 to play here
right.
and you could get a resume
mm-hmm.
so that to lure.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But the other guys are making about 50.
The average right. salary is 55.
Yeah. But you know what? Think about it. You're young. You're out of college. You love football. You just want to play for another year or two?
Yep.
Pay $50,000 to go play football?
You want to extend the dream a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd kill for that. So I think it's really cool. I'm a big fan of it. I'm way more of a fan of it than I thought I would when they first announced it.
By the way, I've forgotten this about Glenn Rice. So Glenn Rice is not a Hall of Famer. He made the All-Star game three times.
Yeah.
Very good pro.
Well, I could have told you. I told you he wasn't a Hall of Famer. You're just a donk.
He is.
I don't know why you thought that.
I had forgotten this. So, two things on Wiki. I don't know if they're 100% true. He admits to an alleged affair with Sarah Palin. That's a good one.
I forgot about
and then
that.
This is the,
that was from back when they were in college, right?
Back in 87.
Did she go to Michigan?
That was a college thing.
I think he was there.
Why
for
would that
the,
be an affair?
Oh, was he there for the Great Alaska Shootout?
Yeah. I think it was something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he hit skins.
He pwned it. Pwned it real good.
And then the other thing is he was arrested for assault in 2008 because he found a man hiding in his estranged wife's closet.
Ooh, yeah. I would be
pissed off, too.
Yeah. Right. I think you could assault that person.
Yeah. And
isn't that called a crime of passion?
Yeah, I think so.
So his charges were later dropped by the victim, JC.
Yeah, of course.
JC is not Jesus Christ.
JC was playing a game of hide the salami, hey, and he was not happy about that.
Glenn Rice Jr., also a knucklehead, formerly of the Wizards.
Didn't he get shot or something, or shoot somebody? There was a shooting involved.
I think so.
Yes. Yeah.
He's playing. I think he was shot in the leg.
He's playing in the Saudi Arabian League now. I didn't even know they had a league, Saudi Arabia.
All right, Valdez, why don't we do
MMA
this?
Promoter now.
JP butchered the first 6 minutes of the EP. So let's do the business page.
we're gonna break that out.
We're gonna do the business page first, and then next segment maybe we can do
the
EP.
What did the stock market do yesterday?
Oh, I don't know, but I have a story.
It was up slightly.
I think
I'm
going to
go with up slightly.
If you're going to do the business page.
I do know this.
I know, I should know that.
It's going to be the lead.
It finished at record highs, even though it was up just slightly. Put all your
clients in it. All right, let's see what the future
that
is.
That I can tell you.
All right, so here, the number one story I wanted to do is just because I love to tweet cakes when I can. Here's the headline. Maybe Nike is just too powerful. Jim Cramer sees no reason to own Under Armour stock.
Yeah, that's not a good headline.
He says, this is one of the rare times where I've seen Under Armour may have the better product, but it doesn't matter. He says, let me see. Before the bell, Under Armour said it expected to lose roughly 50 million to 60
Don't
million
buy. Don't buy.
During the fiscal first quarter as a result of the coronavirus outbreak in China.
Yeah, it's not good for business.
Meanwhile, Nike is up. I think in the last 12 months, shares of Nike are up 19%. Lululemon stock has risen 68% during the same period. Under Armour has fallen 18%.
Now, I am long Under Armour. I sold a big chunk of what I had at a pretty tidy profit. But what I have now, I look at it, it just tilts me when I see it in the portfolio. Tilt City. It just tilts me seeing where it's at this point.
I just want the 401k to keep going like this.
Just keep pointing to the top.
Umberto.
Yeah, I understand. I know what you mean.
I don't know how many people know the Umberto reference, but that's what I want.
Yeah, nobody knows who Umberto Brennus is.
Yeah. Is he even still alive?
Don't
think
know.
So.
I thought you were referencing like a hurricane or something.
No. Umberto Brennus, silly no limit hold'em player.
He's a tournament doll.
Featured on WSOP events from about 15 years ago.
Right. So anyway, Cakes, was this going to make you reevaluate your Under Armour stock?
Possibly, but like I said, what I have in 2020 is a very small amount compared to what I had in probably like 2006.
My financial advisor told me to get out of Under Armour like 3 years ago.
Yeah, apparently he or she was a seer.
He says, you start wondering, are they just the odd man out? Are they existentially necessary? Referring to like with Nike and Adidas and everything else. He says, I've never met a single person who has a bad word to say about Kevin Plank and this Patrick Frisk guy. They're going to have to bring someone in completely from outside. They have to steal someone from Nike. They cannot continue this trajectory. This is terrible. I think there's a great company, but it's not coming out. I really don't see what the solution is.
The solution is sell.
Sell. Call your broker, Cakes.
Right, call Ed J immediately.
I do like their gear.
I do too, but
I go to the outlet store.
The kids don't like wearing it anymore.
Sell.
I tell you,
it's for all the old guys.
I tell you, Jason and I were talking about this during the break. I mentioned it to him, and I'm sure your daughter knows about it. I'm sure your daughter knows about it because I guess it's a thing. So my daughter uses a site called, I think it's called Poshmark or something, and
my wife's used it.
The kids. Like, that's what they're doing now. They'll buy clothes, and then they just sell it.
Yep.
So they just buy clothes at Lululemon.
So they wear it a few times, and then just sell it.
And you sell used clothes.
Well, the secondary market is so huge.
It's crazy. Yeah. So, like, my daughter told me she wanted to buy something. I think I may have said this on the air. I don't even remember. She wanted to buy something from Lululemon that was on sale. It was regularly $110. She saw it for $80. She said, I don't really want the color, but I'll buy it. And then you can't return it once you... you know, use it.
Right.
She said, so, but I'll wear it a few times, and then if I don't like it, I'm just going to sell it for what I bought it, but 80, it'll be a wash.
Good
or
hustle.
I can even sell it for more. Here's because it's regularly 110. Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. Are you buying her the clothes, and then she sells it on Poshmark?
No.
Then makes a little...
She makes her own money.
Okay.
She makes her own money. She does well. She's in the, you know, she makes her own money. In the summer, she saves, she babysits. They pay her $20 an hour to babysit two kids.
That's pretty good cash.
That's pretty good coin. You do that a couple times a week. You're making
way more than AWOD makes over there.
Yeah, she probably has more. Has more in her bank account than Adam.
All AWOD is doing is looking at fantasy hoops leagues and English Premier League stats on his computer. So that's what he's doing at work.
JP, right. I'd be available to babysit at that rate.
Do you know what? I might need you.
I got a bargain though. I pay only $15 an hour.
Yeah, would you do something for me one time? I'm gonna be. So we have this deal where I have three kids that are always doing stuff every weekend. And I'm going to be in one part of the country. My wife's going to be in Raleigh again. And I got a little one that needs to go to a volleyball tournament locally.
Oh, personal driver right
would
there.
Would you be here? Yeah.
I need Adam someone, Driver.
I literally
Adam
need someone
driver
to drive
right
her to
there.
A tournament, pick her up and all that. Could I rely on Adam to do that, Drabby? If I paid him enough?
You have to clean out his car.
He's going to have to get a new car because his car broke down and he's talking about getting a new car all morning.
Oh, you got no car right now?
Yeah, my car broke down and I had to Uber to work this morning.
Did it break down on the way to work?
No, it was giving me trouble last night
just
and
died.
Then it wouldn't start.
I got an extra car. You can Uber to my house and use my car.
How look at that.
Let me put it on my schedule. Loss.
What are you paying him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a desperate man.
Don't tell him that. It's a good negotiating power for him.
It'll cost me. I know it'll cost me.
So it's Kate?
Yes.
Who's she staying with?
I could get a family member to stay with her, but I can't. My wife feels bad asking family over and over to bail us out on all these weekends where we have three kids going three different directions.
Doesn't she have teammates who could drive her? Like other
it's
parents?
Hard for she's on a team where nobody really lives near us.
Adam Driver.
And she could stay with a teammate, but my daughter has allergies. And so if you have a dog, she can't stay there. You know what I mean? So
is Adam going to spend the night at your house?
No. Just need him to drive.
Don't get crazy.
Yeah, no. Just need to potentially drive to, and then you got to be there probably a couple hours. I don't want you to dare miss, you know, not being there for
her. And I got to get her Gatorades and stuff, right?
No, just don't interact with her.
I think you should let him stay the night. Yeah, I want to be an au pair.
Yeah, he's basically like a nanny.
Yeah.
You can't. Is she going to stay by herself?
No. Like I said, I got a family member that could probably stay with her, but I can't keep asking family members to drive my kids everywhere every weekend. You know what I mean? It's like,
I can't believe you're that desperate where you're going to ask, is the pizza banging guy to watch your kid?
What else am I going to do?
Yeah, you are in. You know where you are?
Because here's the thing, I could get someone to watch. There are plenty of like teenage kids I can get to watch the kid.
Yeah.
But I need to drive her to events.
Why don't you just bring your youngest daughter to either where you're going or your wife's going?
Because she's on a very competitive team and you can't miss. Believe it or not, she's on a 12-year-old team. It's the top team in the region. She can't miss stuff. You just can't.
You know what? Good luck.
Adam
Driver. I love that. Adam Driver.
I might need your help, Rick. Are you up for it?
Yeah.
All right.
You're gonna make so much cash.
So he's gonna Uber. You're gonna pay for the Uber over.
Well, he'll get a car. You got to get a car. I'm gonna call Mike Walker. You need a deal?
I talk to.
That's the last guy who should be in a BMW.
Listen, you could get a used Beamer.
Oh, or, there's no chance.
Or anyway, they have a used lot. They sell all kinds of cars
from like the 50s.
How much money can you? Well, you're gonna have to get.
He's not gonna get it by this weekend.
He can get a car. Drive over today. Get a car.
You think he's gonna do that today?
I'll have Mike hit you up. How much you want to spend on a car?
So we've been talking
$3,000.
What?
Savings. I've saved $2,000, and I want to afford.
Just get one with no money down. How much are you?
$200 a month.
$200 a month.
$200 a month.
All right. We can get you something. We can get you. I think they make a one series.
What do you have for $200 a month? There's no chance.
0.5 series.
We can get you a one series. By the way, congratulations.
I think they do make a one series.
Adam has a Friday night shift for Valentine's Day.
Very good.
Here on the air,
nice. On air,
really?
Look at that.
You know, I don't have a date, so the date's my microphone. But I've got a good show planned. EB, so here's the thing: is that if I get tired,
sure, Pete's happy,
and you know, I'm you know, taking your daughter to the volleyball tournament. Can I pass out in your bed for a couple hours, take a nap, you know, refresh?
But the tournament's not going to be close to his house. You're going to be driving from Kensington to somewhere else.
I'm getting a bunch of people now offering. There might be better offers than him.
Yeah, of course.
I'm getting a bunch of people saying, hey, my daughter can do it.
Yes, right.
You know, like way more trustworthy.
You don't know what AY
And like a daughter, it. Too, you know? You don't want some creepy dude.
Plus, he's not available Friday night.
It's not this weekend. It's a couple weekends from now.
Tell your friends to butt out.
Huh?
We got Adam working on a deal over here.
Yeah, we got a good bit developing here.
This is a good bit.
Yeah.
This is a good bit.
Wants to sleep in your bed.
Eat all your food.
Wear your Von Dutch hat.
My
workout downstairs.
He wants to be,
dude, TV my workout room is pummeled right now. I still haven't put it back together.
He wants to be EB for a weekend.
My workout
still leaky.
No, it's all clean, but I got a guy coming
it's damp.
In. He's got to cut out the hole it's and still take out the
musty.
Yeah. He's got to still take out there. The the wet insulation.
Oh, so what's he going to do? What are you going to do? You're not going to hire him for that weekend.
I think he might.
Someone's getting hired.
Right. The people who are texting you are getting hired.
Correct.
It's more likely.
Yes. It's
I mean, would you go with your buddy's daughter or would you go with that the pizza banging?
100%. Is the pizza banging. It's not going to get an opportunity.
Right. I'm in a pickle, dude.
I want you to hire him.
It's a pickle pickle.
I'm in a pickle.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can also.
P-L-E-S-S.
Maybe I can extend my services to like cleaning part of your house or something, like the kitchen.
Dude, I need someone to scrub. Would you come over? Could I hire you to scrub my workout mats? And because they got some like mildew on it, and I need to scrub them. I got the special microbacterial soap stuff.
What would you charge him? What would be your hourly rate?
I would probably charge
$25 an hour.
Yeah, with your Uber Eats tab.
You know,
if I get hungry.
He's not going to do a great job.
But I need you to drive. Yeah, I know. Will he do a good job?
Does the Continental do Uber Eats?
Yeah. Do you think he has any experience scrubbing mats? You think
no.
he's good at doing that?
I just
that?
Don't want to do it myself, Cakes.
Of course you don't. Scrub himself. He's right. dirty.
I mean,
all
they
the
puddle
time.
The carpet in here. They had to get the janitor coming.
Yeah, he cleaned that up pretty well.
Could I hire you to do some odd? I do have some.
You know
dumb
what you need?
Things.
Hey, you know what you need him to do?
Yeah.
Have him clear out your garage so you can put your
golf simulator in there.
That's true.
That go through all that junk. Maybe he'll want some. Maybe he'll want some of it. Just have him clear out some of the garbage.
It's hard. It's hard to clear out my garage because it's hard for you to relate to it. These guys, I think, can. You live in a house for 15 years. You just have like random things like paint thinner or gas cans or, do you know what I'm
that's
saying?
Such junkies recall.
You just have random things, you know, stain or old cans of paint. You know what I mean? You have a lawnmower you never use. What am I going to throw away the lawnmower? I feel like I should have a lawnmower.
Aaron Lewis is in your garage. You can barely get that joke.
Stain.
Yeah.
Aaron Lewis.
He's got a fun
interview.
All right. What do NBA champ Quinn Cook, Jaren Jackson, and the Maryland great Mello Trimble.
They're all going to drive Kate to the volleyball tournament.
Right.
No. They're all in different cities right now.
That's
impossible. They all attended Coach Wooten's basketball camp. At Coach Wooten's basketball camp, their goal is for campers to love basketball even more by instilling confidence in the kids. Teach the game. Kids have fun. They teach all day, every day. 5 skill sessions per day. Get on it. They work on your basketball IQ with competitions, contests, guest speakers, and they play 3 games per day. Instruction is the biggest difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register your kid today at CoachWooten.com, spelled with 2 O's and 2 T's. CoachWooten.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
DC Sports Washington. Alan May is going to join us coming up at 8:20. We will talk about the Caps' recent struggles. Both goalies now scuffling a little bit.
Yep. Having some issues.
And they're playing out west, right? They're going out to Arizona.
Mm-hmm. They open with Colorado.
Oh, that's right. They go to Colorado, then Arizona.
That's tomorrow night.
That's tomorrow night.
Then Arizona.
Saturday.
Then at Vegas.
Yeah.
And then they come back for one game here, I believe, at Capital One. Then they're back out on the road again.
Can they right the ship here on this little road trip?
Hope that's the case.
Colorado's good.
They are good. I believe they're second in their division.
And Vegas is always tough because it's Vegas.
Yep.
And
get that Vegas flu.
You
don't want to get the Vegas flu when you get through there.
Well, I'd rather have the Vegas flu than the actual flu.
That is true. It's a good point.
They should get this corrected soon.
I hope you're right.
Let's hope.
I hope that's the case.
All right. I don't want to burn the EP this segment, so we're going to do it next segment. Okay. This one's just too short. I'm not going to do it.
Did you even finish your business report?
I didn't really.
Do you have a Macy's story? I just want to bring up the fact, and it's just inevitable. I saw a story that Macy's was shutting down more stores.
Like 200 stores.
How are they still open? Even department stores in general.
I don't know.
Well, I went to the Mall of America, and I was like, this is unbelievable. How are there so many stores?
Right. How can they stay in business?
Yes.
I would think malls in general have to just be dying. Maybe not the Mall of America.
They were so cool when we were growing up.
Of course they were.
Right?
Place to hang out.
Well, that's all you did.
But you know what's cooler? Because I just did this for Valentine's Day, and I didn't spend an exorbitant amount just ordering right there on the web.
Yes.
Doing nothing.
That is key.
And then it'll show up. The tilting part is I'm going to have to wrap it.
Yeah.
That's hard. I'll just buy a gift bag, Rick.
Yeah, that's what I say.
How hard that is?
I'll find a bag, and boom, my Valentine's Day's done.
Yeah, but here's the thing now. This happened to us. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. This just shows you how long my wife and I have been together and how our brains work the same way.
Yep.
So we've been together a long time, right? Going on 24 years of marriage, and we dated for 10 years before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a long time.
Yep.
We both, what are the chances of this? Online ordered the exact same thing, unbeknownst to each other, like literally the exact same thing. So I was at a volleyball tournament in Minneapolis, and I was tilted because my bad, you know, because when you're at a tournament all day, my phone was dying, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what?
Your soul is dying,
I
too.
I need another power block. Because I saw a buddy that had one, and I was jealous, and I used some of his power. And I was like, you know, when I'm traveling so much, I need to have power. Life is a quest for power. So I hemmed and hawed.
One of Jason's favorite TV shows.
I hemmed and hawed.
You would hate it.
I went to Amazon. There's 50,000 different power blocks. Mm-hmm. I pick a random one made in China, because I read the reviews. It seemed like a fair price. It was going to work. My wife ordered two of the exact same the same day. We didn't even talk about it. She just thought she needed some for the kids, too. We got the same power block, three of them. Because I ordered one. She ordered two. We ordered the exact same model. What are the odds?
The only thing I'll say is
they're very long. Went
first, what are the odds?
No, but the only thing I'll say is whoever went first to Amazon, probably you guys share the same account, so it might have shown up
first. I don't know. For me, it didn't. For me, it was in the middle. Dude, Jason, what are the odds?
So hold on. So
I ordered one.
Are you just going to keep them all? Or are you going to
keep
send
them
two back?
Just keep
it's a pain in the ass to send that stuff back.
Just keep them. Who cares? It wasn't that much. It was like $40. She ordered two. I ordered one. We had three, and I was like, what's going on? Why are we getting all these boxes? She said, well, I ordered two. What'd you do? I go, why? And we ordered literally the exact same model.
Nice.
That's a one in a billion.
It's kind of weird.
Very weird.
You guys share the same
brain. That is the problem with online shop, that you got to communicate with each other. Sometimes you don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm buying a Valentine's Day gift for my wife. She's not going to buy the stuff that I got for her, for
me. Did you know you could do this? I didn't know you could do this.
Well, the one dagger is, though, I looked at the end because I bought it yesterday. It said 3 to 5 day shipping.
Oh, you're cutting it close.
It may not make it by Valentine's
Day. That's
hard
to get. Oh, you're botching. I pretty much only go Prime now unless I have to have
this. This wasn't on Amazon.
Oh, what are you doing? Like, you're just wasting your time. Like, the Prime option is so huge.
It's amazing.
Like, I mean, you could get stuff later in a day if you order it early enough,
right?
Yeah, it's something
I'm all about immediate gratification.
It's something that popped up, something called like ilovejewelry.com.
Right.
Pajamas. And
yeah, you should say ilovecubiczirconia.com because that's probably what they're shipping you.
But did you know that you could get something sent? So we sent something to Steve. We sent like a massager to Stevie, and the school wasn't open. You could send it to like CVS. Did you know you could do that? Or like Rite Aid?
No clue.
And then you could pick it up there.
I thought massagers usually send those to the ladies instead of to your son.
Massagers.
Yeah. This is massager. It just happens to be shaped like a banana.
No. You know those guns.
I know what you mean.
Although, I mean, who knows? Maybe people, you know, you never know what people are doing.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
That'll be Stevie.
So that's what you should
later.
Do. That's what you should do if you like have a gift. And you know, want your wife to open it, because that's what a lot of people worry about. Because you people open your boxes.
Yeah, you got the porch pirates come steal your stuff off your porch.
Especially if you're going to order something risque.
I didn't order anything risque.
Which I by the way, for the record, I've never done.
Right.
That I'm.
Hey, they'll send it in discreet packaging. EB.
Yeah, but
sized.
But you know, our whole family's out there opening packages all day long.
Yeah, sure.
Right. Thinking about getting a Ring doorbell. Thinking about that with all the porch pirates.
Go for it.
Yeah.
I got one.
Yeah.
I told you. I heard a story.
Oh, you don't use it? How much is it?
Probably like, I don't know, $150.
Is there like a monthly fee associated with
it?
No.
Really? I'm just too lazy to install it.
Well, I'm not going to install it. I'm going to hire somebody to do it.
Oh, yeah, but.
How much did you buy yours for? Oh, you got it free. Someone gave it to you.
Who gave it to you?
I'm an endorser.
Oh, you are?
You're an official endorser. Look at
that. On one of the podcasts?
I'm big on Dukes, yeah.
Oh, so I'll give you a nice perk. Listen, I'm not going to give you full retail. I'm not going to give you full retail.
Here's the product I don't use.
Yeah. You used to be
you're
an endorser
for a short
about a minute ago.
Amount of time.
Yeah. I will, I'll give you half. I'm not going to give you full retail for something you got free.
Nice.
What do they run?
I don't know.
Is it just the one camera, just at the front door? Or is there multiple cameras?
No, it's one nice camera. It's the pro version.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry.
Jason's looking at his
I'm
now.
Looking at mine right
How much
now.
Is, yeah, I know Jason does that all the time.
I just look.
Just looking at your porch?
Well, I mean, we're talking about it. I said I brought it up.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone's at my porch, I get alerted.
Right.
I hope the guy that tried to sell you all that meat back in the day pulls up and tries to sell you more.
No, I'm never going to buy meat from a truck.
A dad,
do it.
A dad recently told me he had a Ring doorbell, and he left the house, and the mom was out of the house. 20 minutes later, somebody was delivering beer at the door.
Yeah. Hey, right. The teenager's going to try to pull.
16.
They're going right. to run that scam
teenage,
on you.
Teenage girls are so dicey. They just are.
I'll try to pull the fast one on you.
All right, so what's the lead on the entertainment page? I teased Jussie Smollett like a half
That's
hour ago.
That's a hurting
ago.
Lead. I'm going to give – this is actually an interesting story. You're going to be kind of surprised – and just, I think, just sort of amazed at what was the impetus for the beginnings of YouTube. Mm. I'm going to tell you the origin story of YouTube.
Very nice.
I'm so grateful for it because I'm addicted to it.
Yeah, me too. All right, we got to go to break. I have like an emergency happening.
Right, no, you don't.
I do. I do. It happens rarely.
Well, it happens once or twice a year.
All right, don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.